Thanks very much, Chair, and good afternoon to all. First of all, I would like to salute Ambassador Zamira Kram, the Chair of the Working Group, and Ambassador Afraraki, and thanks for your contribution. Concerning the issue of duplicating the mechanism, we said also during the third meeting of the expert mechanism that as APG23, but I can speak also on behalf of the network of Catholic NGOs we are coordinating, we think that there is no duplication at all. And so far, all the mechanism, the working group, the special rapporteur, and the expert mechanism have contributed considerably to expand the comprehension, the deepening up of the right to development and its operationalization. And it is important in this specific momentum that we are discussing a treaty, a convention on the right to development, that all the mechanisms work in synergies. In this regard, we would like also to recommend to the expert mechanism to build up on what has been already done by the others, by the chair of the working group and also the special rapporteur. For example, to give resonance to the international guidelines on the implementation of the right to development. They are not binding, but they are already there, available, and it is the fruit of regional consultations carried out by the special rapporteur, and is something already available to start to build up and to recall member states and also other stakeholders about the importance of it. Or, for example, the set of standards that the chair presented and were adopted at the previous working group, but now I can't remember which session. But anyway, they are there. Still, they're available, but especially in reference also to the implementation of the SDGs, of the development, are four standards that are really having an implication, an important issue on the implementation of the right to development. So, and to expand the comprehension towards the right to development with the different thematic studies and so on. As civil society, we would like to thank the chair, Ambassador Zamira Kram, who acknowledged the contribution of civil society during the working group. We have been always participating to it. We will do also in the next session, bringing our contribution as much as possible. Our role is really to put forward to the member states the relevance and the urgency of the right to development. And we will continue to be seized on the matter as much as possible with our language that can break a bit the diplomatic language of the United Nations. Thanks.
Thank you very much for your contribution.